The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Man, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's guest for this evening, Mr. Keenan Wynn. And here's Bing Crosby.
There's a troop ship just leaving Bombay, bound for the blimey shore. Heavily laden with time-expired men, bound for the land they adore. There's many a bloke who has just missed the boat. There's many a lad signing on. But there'll be no promotion this side of the ocean. So cheer up, my lad, bless them all. Bless them all, bless them all. The long and the short and the tall. Bless all the sergeants, the first sergeant too. Bless all the corporals. Bless you, for we'll say goodbye to them all. As up the gangway we crawl, no ice cream and cookies for stout-hearted rookies. Cheer up, my lads, bless them all.
They say that in camp you can have a swell time. We've heard it all before.
5 in the morning, you're kicked out of bed to scrub up the barracks room floor.
A private has really no privacy now. We're all behind the 8 ball.
And it's stuffy here.
No ice cream and cookies for flat-footed rookies. So cheer up, my lad, bless them all.
Bless them all.
Bless them all. Bless them all. Bless them all.
You gals who have answered the call. Those chicks who are working on bombers and tanks, boy, they aren't shirking, and we send them our thanks. That's the least we can do, after all. Those babes are right on the ball. So grab off those war jobs. You gals must do more jobs to speed them back home. Bless them all.
Sisters, here's the call. Speed them back home, bless them all.
Stories of appreciable gains made by our men seem to greet us from every headline, but it takes millions of men and mountains of supplies to consolidate our gains. Many a man in Europe today was building bombers 6 months ago. Some woman is taking his place on the assembly line. And more women are needed on those assembly lines everywhere. Don't think it's hard work. I mean too hard work for a woman to handle. There are mighty few war jobs harder than running a house. Why don't you take stock of your life, gals? There must be some way you can give a little of your time to working in a war plant. Or all of your time if you can arrange it. You don't need any special knowledge or skill because you'll be trained. Training that'll come in handy all your life. Why don't you figure out how you can budget your time to help your country to victory? And when you're set, go immediately to your local United States Employment Service office and tell them that you're available.
Yeah, you know, I think I'll go down at the United States Employment Service office, Bing.
Yuki, they're looking for available women.
Well, me too.
This is a different situation, Yuki. There's nothing those manufacturers working on war contracts like better than to see women walking into their personnel department. Women carrying availability slips in their hands.
You mean they walk around with their slip showing?
Oh, no. Your face is showing, my friend.
Well, that's good because lots of people have written in for a photograph of me.
Oh, some people are funny.
Yeah? There's still hundreds of people that don't know what I look like.
Some people are lucky.
Well, don't be like that, Bing. I thought maybe that you could tell me what type of pictures I ought to send out.
Undeveloped ones, maybe?
Well, how will I know it's me?
By the blank expression.
Okay, so I'm not Tyrone Powell.
Oh, you give in too easy. Struggle a little. Fight.
Look, what I want to know is, how shall I autograph the pictures? I say, best wishes?
Well, let's see the picture here.
Well?
Make it best wishes for speedy recovery.
I still take a pretty good picture. You know the old saying, the camera never lies.
Now, I know another old saying.
Wow.
Truth hurts.
Say, Mr. Carpenter, can you think of a clever way for me to autograph pictures? I mean, that's my problem.
Oh, you have no problem, Yuki. You've got two ways to sign your name.
Two ways?
Mm-hmm. A small or a capital X.
I think I'll ask Miss Maxwell, how do you autograph your pictures?
Well, I don't usually autograph them, Yuki.
Well, aren't people disappointed when there's nothing written on your pictures?
With a picture of Maxwell, who wants to read?
See what you mean. See what... Well, all kidding aside, Bing, could you think of something original and appropriate that I can write on one of my pictures?
Well, I can think of something. It's not original, but it's appropriate.
Yeah, what?
Just right under each one of your photographs.
Yeah.
It could happen to you.
Oh.
While Yuki runs over to the post office to steal a pen, while Maxwell beguiles us with a modern madrigal, move it, Max. Move it.
But I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk up to his gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. I'm gonna ask him, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt what it's all about. You is still my baby. Your heart's done gone out. You done put it out. A fella is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find that he's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? A fella is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find that he's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Fine, Marilyn. Now, as the charioteers gather around in preparation for one of their masterful treatments of a spiritual, we take a moment for more mundane matters.
For sheer refreshment at a summer meal, a crisp, cool salad is hard to equal. For nutrition, too, salads are outstanding. And as for flavor, top that salad with Miracle Whip, and it becomes a flavor high spot of the meal. Miracle Whip, you know, is the salad dressing that has so much zest and come on. Not too bland, not too sharp. Its flavor is just exactly right. It's so delicious, in fact, that millions prefer Miracle Whip to any other salad dressing. Made by an exclusive recipe, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. Its flavor is unequaled, its texture creamy smooth. Next time you're at your food store, get a jar of Miracle Whip. You and all your family will be delighted with the new goodness it gives your salads.
Is a rock in the weary land, the weary land, the weary land.
Well, Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
I want to go to heaven, Lord, I want to go right. I know I've got to keep praying. Well, I got to pray both day and night.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, the weary land,
oh,
the weary land.
Oh, my Savior is a rock in the
weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
This is a rock in the
weary land,
oh, in
the weary land,
oh,
in the weary land.
Oh, well, my Savior is a rock in
the weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, the weary land,
oh,
the weary land.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in the
weary land.
Is a
shelter in
time of stars.
I'm Charioteers. One of the stars out at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, who's rapidly building a fine following, is a likely lad named Keenan Wynn. Now, if it should be that you're not casing that Wynn moniker right off, Keenan Wynn is the guy you saw as Private Mulvihill in See Here, Private Hargrove. As a result of that, you'll be seeing plenty more of Mr. Wynn. What's MGM got you working on now, Keenan?
Well, Bing, I watched to make that picture, Two Girls and a Sailor.
Yeah?
So I'm over at Grauman's Chinese every day, just waiting around.
What are you waiting for?
The sailor to go home on leave.
Well, when he goes, tell those girls you got a friend.
A true friend?
Test me, Keenan, my boy. Test me.
Right. Okay, my family and I will move in with you tomorrow.
You're not happy in your present abode?
Well, we're in a rented house and we're being forced to move.
Landlord asking too much?
Too often.
Too true.
Of course, it would be tougher on you if you ever had to move. You'd never find a place.
Why?
Most landlords today don't allow pets.
I don't have any pets.
What about the stork?
Oh. He's now in the air transport command. Fourth ferrying group in Memphis.
Well, moving's not so hard on Bing, Keenan. The last time he moved, he personally carried all his personal belongings from house to house in one trip. 100 of them.
100?
Yep. One shirt, 2 golf balls, and 97 pipe cleaners.
Where do you get a pipe cleaner these days?
Well, I don't know why people make such a fuss about moving. If you put your mind to it, you can move anything.
Move anything, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bing, you could use this boy around your stables.
Who's your agent? I'd like to...
No, but you're right, Keenan. We moved last week, and, well, moving is no worse than... Well, it's no worse than... I can't think of anything that bad. We just put everything in the hands of the movers. They promised to work hard, so we promised to feed them. And while we were out in the kitchen, the two moving men were in the living room giving their all.
Hey, how about this sofa?
Pretty comfortable.
Yeah, not bad. Hey, this guy cop number's too all right.
Smokes pretty good cigars, too.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be bashful. Take some more. Take some for your wife.
She chews Brown's Mule now. Say, you should have been on the job yesterday. Boy, what a job. Pretty tough. We moved a chair out of Hedy Lamarr's house, hey.
What's tough about that?
Trying to keep Hedy in the chair, hey.
No. Yeah. Well, things ain't easy for us. Just the same, I walked up to the big boss this morning. I says, listen, boss, I don't want to keep moving furniture. I want to be an executive like you. I don't want to keep moving houses all my life.
What'd the boss say?
Keep moving.
How'd you ever get started moving furniture?
I got married.
Well, there you are, you great big strong moving man. Now, you just tell little old me why you two boys are sitting there with all the furniture still to be moved.
Well, you see, lady, we just solved the problem. We didn't know what to move first. The bedroom set, the dining room set, or the living room set.
And what did you decide to do?
The set.
Well, I've got wonderful news for you big brownie boys.
Brownie.
You won't set long, because here comes my little old husband.
Ah, good afternoon. Are you feeling well? Are you happy? Is your pulse in tempo with the times?
That guy sounds like a radio announcer, don't he?
Hey, Carpenter, while you were sitting here, the finance man come in and he asked about the payments on your baby grand.
Oh, yes, the finance company has me in quite a quandary about that baby grand.
What's bothering you?
Well, I keep saying to myself, is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Hiya, folks. Yuki and I just dropped over to see your new house.
Ain't it just like them, lady? They always drop in when things are a mess.
Well, I came to help.
This guy brought his own mess.
So you're movers. I don't see how you move them big, heavy things.
I don't see how you big, heavy things move.
Say, is that your little dog out in the truck?
NASCAR.
I'm a dog lover. For years, I've wanted to find a lap dog, but I've always had bad luck.
Couldn't find a dog?
Couldn't find a lap.
Honestly, you great big strong boys have everything so mixed up, I don't know where my furniture is.
Well, here's all your chairs.
Yes, and my favorite has been scratched.
Waiting for mud, huh? What race was that?
What race was that?
Come, men. Don't get sluggish. Pick up that big grandfather's clock and bring it over here.
Okay. Leave us go.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, hup!
Put me down.
And you men, when you nudge that clock into place, be careful with it.
Oh, we will, Governor.
Hey, what makes this grandfather clock so heavy?
Grandfather is still in it.
How come?
Have you tried to rent a room lately?
Oh, careful there. Be very careful moving that chinaware.
Oh, don't worry, lady. We have yet to break anything.
All this has to be a first time.
Oh, this is terrible. And I only had 32 pieces.
What are you squawking about? Now you got 64.
Here you are, lady. Your phonograph records, all in good shape. Here's your Guy Lombardo records. Here's your Harry James records, and,
What did he drop?
Your Sinatra record. Right it up.
Oh, Frankie.
Will you men move the piano over here, spelled H-E-R-E?
O-K-A-Y. Grab the piano.
Leave us go. One, two, three, up!
Put me down.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, Shorty, give us a hand here, will you?
Me? I don't do any physical labor. I only work with my brain.
How long you been unemployed?
You know, darling, this little old job will get done a lot quicker if everyone just pitches a little old in and helps.
Very well, I'll clean out the bedroom.
Okay, and I'll clean out the living room.
What about you, John Scott?
I'll clean out the icebox.
Say, lady, this here oriental rug is a little too long to fit the room. Shall I cut it off?
Well, I should say not. Who cuts oriental rugs?
Chinese jitterbugs.
Will you big, strong, powerful boys move this little old sofa over in that corner?
What you think, Cross?
Is this sofa in the corner there?
Yeah.
No, no. Clash with the wallpaper.
Yeah. That chartreuse don't go with a cherise.
Yeah. House for in front of the window there. Might be chick, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Dream grouping.
A dream grouping.
With them commodes at each end.
Convenient, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, lady. The sofa goes in front of the windows. Here's your bill.
My little old bill?
Why, this is outrageous. It's much too high, and I refuse to pay it.
Now, wait a minute. When you called, didn't I say you had to pay us from the time we left home?
Yes, I agreed to that.
Well, I left home when I was 7 years old.
Now, this is too much.
Oh, you ain't heard nothing yet.
No?
No, we want you to know that. We move, we stir.
We store your furniture.
We pack our vans with pots and pans.
We move your furniture.
We pack so things won't crack.
But if they do, oh, lucky you, we bring you twice as many back.
We heave,
we stagger and we weave.
We scar and mar your furniture.
The lamps on you and then I groan.
We grouse,
we clutter up your house.
We crack your walls, crack up your halls. You pay, oy vey, you pay.
You pay, you pay.
Time marches back. 1910, Thomas Woodrow Wilson is elected governor of New Jersey, and a plane flies from New York to Philadelphia 95 miles in 3 hours and 30 minutes. 1910, Barney Oldfield drives the measured mile in 27 seconds, and Arizona and New Mexico become the 47th and 48th stars in the Stars and Stripes. 1910, the age of speed creeps ever closer as thinking young men sitting in swings with their sweethearts are saying...
I'm getting bored sitting here in this swing.
Me too, Harry.
There must be something else you can do sitting in a swing, but just go back and forth, back and forth.
Well, what else would you like to do, Harry?
Well, I thought maybe,
What?
Well, do you suppose we could,
Oh, what, Harry?
Go sideways, maybe?
Oh, Harry. You think of the silliest thing.
Yeah, I was just thinking, how do you girls feel about a fella holding your hand?
We like it, Harry.
And if a fella puts his arm around the back of your chair?
Oh, we like that, too.
And if a fella kisses you?
Ooh, I wouldn't mind if he were the right fella, Harry.
See, that's swell. Thanks. That's really swell.
Really, Harry?
Yeah, I promised the guy down at the pool room I'd find out all that stuff. He's a bashful fella.
Don't you care about me at all, Harry?
Yes, I do. And that reminds me. Larry Daniels has been coming around here to see you, hasn't he?
Yes, he has, Harry.
Been around quite often, too, ain't he?
Yes, rather often.
Every day?
Uh-huh.
You going to see him tomorrow night?
I think so.
Well, tell him hello for me. I haven't seen him in months.
Harry. just what is it you come to see me about? When you come?
Well, I'll tell you. It's kind of, well, it, like it says in the song here.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Sir, that was a top tune back in 10. A break now for some salad info.
Everyone who plans meals for a family is on the lookout for nutritious foods that also taste extra good. And that's just what you get in salads made with Miracle Whip. Practically all the so-called protective foods are foods you can serve in salads. Meat, poultry, eggs, fish, cheese, as well as vegetables and fruits are fine salad makings. And no coaxing is needed when you top them off with Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip salad dressing has such a marvelous flavor that millions prefer it to any other kind. Actually, it's the most popular salad dressing ever created. The flavor of Miracle Whip is lively, full of pep, deliciously different from that of any other dressing. And its texture is special, too. It's wonderfully creamy, thanks to Kraft's patented beater. As you plan your meals for good nutrition, you're sure to serve salads often. So remember, whatever the salad, it'll taste better with Miracle Whip. Coleslaw, deviled eggs, tomatoes, all the old favorites gain new zest from this finest of all dressings. Tomorrow, ask your dealer for America's favorite, Miracle Whip salad dressing, made by Kraft.
Tomorrow, I'll be whispering your name, and the day after forever, I know I'll do the same. May time or winter, won't let you out of sight, and the day after forever, we'll talk about tonight. Your laughter is a melody that I'll remember long. It plays upon my heartstring. It's my favorite song. All through a lifetime, a I'll be loving you and then all the day after forever I'll just begin again. Be loving you and then on the day after forever I'll just begin again.
That's the Kraft Music All for this Thursday, friends. Next week, we're coming up with a colleague of mine from over at the Paramount lot. Happens to be working in a picture with me right now, Sonny Tufts. Between now and then, if there's any way any of you gals can see to get into vital war work, now's the time. Things are looking good in spots for our side, but it's up to industry to keep them looking good by turning out the material needed by the men who fight. Most of those fighting men have been replaced here at home by women. More men will be needed, and that means more women will have to take their places. Figure that means you, and tell them at your local United States Employment Office that you're available for victory. Good night.
Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at this same time to hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and our special guest for that evening, Sonny Tufts. Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of the Technicolor musical Bathing Beauty.
Give a sparkling flavor lift to your summertime buffets and back porch picnics. Blend tangy golden Kraft salad mustard into an appetizing relish, into delicious deviled eggs, into zestful salad dressings and tempting cheese fondues. They're all extra inviting when you add the flavor tang of Kraft salad mustard. And sharpen up appetites, too, with this other Kraft quality mustard, the Kraft mustard with nippy horseradish added. Buy both varieties, each prepared to Kraft's own special recipe. Put Kraft mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.